Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Nun Beis. We are on the last daf of the fourth parak here in Maseches Erevin as we continue halachas of Erev Tchumen. And yesterday we had a machlokas, how to understand our Mishnah, a very important yesod in Erev Tchumen, meaning what is the ultimate way of setting an Erev Tchum? Right, we mentioned there are two ways to do it. So what is the ultimate way of doing an Erev Tchum? Is the best way to set it is Beregel. If I go there, I want to set my Tchum 2,000 amos outside my city. So I'm going to go there and be there when Shabbos starts. That's the best way to set the Erev. Or do I say no? The best way to set the Erev is to have bread there. Right, Iker, Eruvo, Bapas. I mentioned yesterday outside, but let me just read it inside. It's one line from Rabbeinu Yohanan. Rabbeinu Yohanan in the back says, what's the difference between the two? What are the svaras? Of Iker, Eruvo, Bapas, Iker, Eruvo, Beregel. Says Rabbeinu Yohanan, and Daf Yudalad Amabez, and Daf Harif. The Iker, Eruvo, Bapas, why would you say that? The Kivan, Shemevi, Pas, Imo, Gila, Daito, Sheyishbos, Sham, Veloba, Makamacher. If I bring my food here and I set it down, so that obviously that's my center of existence on this Shabbos. Aval kishem ma'ariv baraglov lo nikel akol shaholech sham ba'avur eruv. Who says I'm walking there? Who says I'm going there? L'shem eruv. Ela amri inshi. People will say, as we had earlier, if he's a talmid chacham, shmeitzel mashachte, he just was in the middle of learning and he came here. If he's an ama aretz chamres avidle, he lost his donkey, he's going to look for it. So that's why ikir eruv bepas, according to that opinion. And what about the other opinion? And the other opinion is Rabbi Yehuda Savar Iker Erev Beregel. Why? Kivan Shotoreach Hu Ba'atzmo. Why did he come here himself? Why did he just send somebody to come here? What is he standing here for? He came here. Lo Al Chinam Hu Oseh V'Nikar Lakol Yoter Mikesha Sholeach Sham Shlucho U'Biyado Pas. Okay, we'll get to that. But that is the those are the svaras given by Rabbi Yohanan for Iker Eruv Bapas and Iker Eruv Beregel. And we just quoted a brisa and that we had a machlokas between Rabbi Nachman and Rav Chisda. What was the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah? According to Rav Nachman, this gufa was the machlokas tanaim, Iker Eruv Beregel or Iker Eruv Bapas. According to Rav Chisda, the second view, no, everybody holds that Iker Eruv Beregel. And the pas is just an extension. That was machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara quoted a brisa that supports Rav Nachman. That's what we just read. We're up to the third wide line on Nun Aleph and Beis. But again, we just quoted this brisa, and the brisa had quoted one line in terms of giving to aniyim. The last line that we used to be mechalik to the aniyim, and then they used to come and were machshik on the tchum. Just related to that, the Chashuke Chemet, we started with one yesterday, so we can start with one today. The Chashuke Chemet notes on the line of the aniyim, a tragic case, but it's a very interesting halacha l'maisa. What was the case? Sheila Maisa Shit Parseim. There was a famous case, he says, that Lagabe Ish Yakar Balduchan Pius. There was a guy who was in charge of a little lottery hut in Tel Aviv. Shakarala Ramosha. It's Ramosha. And one time it was Tainus Esther Mukdam. It was Purim on a Sunday, so Tainus Esther was on a Thursday. And it was the morning. And Ramosha, who was going to work, brought a bag of vaflim, bag of wafers, to break his fast on. So he'll have it when the fast is over, right? He'll still be working. Tainus Esther doesn't over so late. So he needed that. Who hodelo v'lokachas achavilas. He took it from his sister, was in the morning, gave it to him. That's the case. Kashir yigilu duch, when he came there, an ani, a poor man who didn't have, a homeless man came and said he was starving, he didn't have anything to eat, and he needed to, wanted to know if there was any food that this guy could give him. So Moshe didn't really think about it much. He said, okay, yeah, he gave this ani, the bag of vafalim that he had for himself to be break the fast on. Fine. At the end of the fast, so obviously because he didn't have any food, he took a 10-minute break. Took a 10-minute break and went out to the local makolet to a few minutes, 2 minutes away to go buy to buy some food. Ubidiyukbo, so Rekha, at that moment, Rachman al-Islan, there was a big explosion and there was no more little hut. And Siyata Deshmaya, Baruch Hashem, he had gone to get this little food, stuck at Tatsumi Maves, as we learned at the end of the Masechah Shabbos. That was the case. Baruch Hashem, he was saved in this case, Bischus Chavilat HaVafalim. Bischus that he gave this stucca to the Ani. Atal Yesh Lishol. Now the question is, does he have, obviously, you know, he can, but is there a Chiyav of Akaras HaTov to that Ani? That Ani didn't know anything. That Ani was going for himself. Okay, obviously, your Chayav Akaras HaTov, you know, is hashkafically. But in terms of, conceptually, how do we look at that Ani? How do we look at that Ani? So on the one hand, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that some are familiar with. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Midian, and the Benot Yisrael go back, and they see their father. The father says, "Why do you hurry so quick today?" Vatomarna ish mitzri tzilano miyad aroim. Ish mitzri saved us. What do you mean an ish mitzri saved us? So Pashas is that they called Moshe an ish mitzri, and he saved us from the shepherds that always took advantage of us, and we were quicker today. But the Medrash gives the mashal that no, ish mitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, the ish mitzri that I killed and eventually caused me to have to run away from Midian because Paro wanted to kill me because of that, ish mitzri, hitzilanu miyad haroim. Right? So that ish mitzri was the reason that I'm here. So it really goes back to that ish mitzri. That's what the Bados Midian, Bados Yisro are referring to. Mashal, echach and ashcha aron, the Medrash gives a mashal that there was a certain person that got bitten by a scorpion and he had to run to the water in order to put his feet in the water to wash it off. And when he was there, he saw a baby that was drowning in the water and he quickly went and picked up the baby. And the baby says, "Oh, thank God you saved me." He said, no, don't thank me, thank the scorpion. The scorpion didn't save you. No, I saved you. The answer is, that's exactly, ish mitzri, hitzilanu miyad haroim. So you take this medrash kipshuto, so the Ani did it. The Ani's like the scorpion. But as Rav Zilberstein says, as many of you are thinking, I'm sure, the medrash isn't really saying that. The medrash isn't saying that, you know, hakar so to the scorpion. Right? The medrash is saying, or to the ish mitzri, it's just that the people involved recognize that it's really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. Ish mitzri hitzilanu miyad haroim. That is the message of the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu, or the person at the water, realizes that he didn't come here on his own volition. He didn't come here because he knew. No, that's what it pashas it means. She takes yedikavat the medrash lahakir tov alish mitzri ola road el kavanah legrom lo lavin shalahu agoreim ella hakadosh baruch hu. So here too. Right, that's the message of that Moshe Rabbeinu realized he didn't do it, but it was all from Hashem. So that is maybe the message. He brings other examples of that as well, that we have to realize there's much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does behind the scenes. But then he just ends up quoting a Medrash. We quoted the Medrash already. He quotes a Zohar. Ah, in Yonah Diyomal, the Islam Adalad Ba'omer. Right, he quotes a Zohar that says that Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis, he says, Tachazi kama anig kud shabrichu tivo im kol biryan. See how Hashem is good to every being. It's good to every creation. V'kol shagin le'inun da'azli bo'orche, and surely to those who go in his ways. Diafilu bezimna deboy lemeidan alma. Even at a time when he wants to judge the world. Midas hadin, what will he do? Ihu garim leman derachim le, he will cause to those that he loves, lemizki b'mila. Adelo Yesi Hudina La Alma. Hashem will make sure to try to give you a schus before he judges the world. How does he do that? Ditanina and Bishaita the Kutchabrihu Rachim Le Labarnash. When Hashem loves a person, Mishadr Le Darodi, he sends him a present. Hashem gives us a present. Umai Iyu Miskena. He sends a poor person to the person that he loves. Begin the Yiskile, so that he will have a schus. And then he will give stuck and have that schus. Then Hashem will judge. Oh, I see you did a mitzvah. But what does the Zohar say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the poor person in order to create the environment and the situation for the person to do the mitzvah. So in this type of circumstance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Ani. Hashem wanted this person to be saved, obviously. So he sent the Ani in order to be mezakim, in order to do the mitzvah, and then Memela, he would have to leave. So if you have that type of hashkafa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you! You didn't realize it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you! Hakaras HaTov. Either way, this is the discussion that the Chashuke Chemet has here in Erev in Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Okay, that's related to the giving to the Aniyim on the last line that we just read. Okay, now we are on the third Y line on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. It's Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also proves this. Proves what? As we said yesterday, we're discussing the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman, who says the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah are arguing about Iker Eruv Bapas or Iker Eruv Beregel, while Rav Chisda, and that's what we were trying to prove, we think that's the correct view, while Rav Chisda was the one that said no, that everybody agrees Iker Eruv Regel. So our Mishnah, says Rav Ashi, is also meduyik like Rav Nachman, that they're arguing about Regel and Pas. Which Mishnah? The next Mishnah, the Mishnah that Bezer is going to be on our daf today. Tiktani. So we get to explain it first now, and then we'll get to it again. Misha yatza leilech la'ir shema arvin ba. Somebody is going out to another city to make an Erev. Make an Erev. We will see, based on most Befarshim, the Rif says of a Faris, the case is here, he's going out, and the rest of his city sent him to do it. He was going out on his own behalf, and then he is going out to put some bread out for the rest of his city. On the way, the Hechziro Chavero. On the way, his friend stops him and says, you know what, not a great idea. We'll get to on the next daf. You know, it's going to be really hot in that city tomorrow. It's going to be really cold in that city tomorrow. Right, and his friend is machzer him. See, he gets to the spot, or even if he doesn't get to the spot, we'll see. He's on his way to the place. So he's planning to be Kona Shvisa with himself, Beregel, while on behalf of the rest of the city, it's Bapas. So he never gets there, because he turns around. So regarding the rest of his city, they have nothing. They didn't go, and they didn't have Pas put down for them. Regarding him, he at least started to go. And as we'll see, starting to go is even enough, even without getting there. Remember we had Mishnayos earlier in the parak. As long as you see the tree, oh, shvisasi bi'ikaro, you don't have to actually get there. You just have to have kavana to be there. So, says the Mishnah, who mutar lelech, the next day he's able to go. What do you mean he's able to go? Didn't he change his mind? Did he change his mind? So it must be, the Tosfos Yontov says here, Beferish, it must be that his friend told him, it's really hot, it's really cold, don't go now. Maybe tomorrow you could go. So he had kavana to go eventually. If he totally was okay his das and he says, okay, I'm not going, I'm going to be like my city, then he was okay lom afraid anything he did. It's before Shabbos, he has no das to go anywhere. But his, the das that he must have had, the Tosfos Yontov just has one line, this is not in the Gemara. But this is the simple understanding how you have to understand. It says the Tosfos Yontov, v'chazar bo milolach es hayom, aval daito leilech lomachar. But his das is to go tomorrow. So that's okay for him. Because he already started Beregel, and now he's going back, but for the rest of his city, he didn't do anything for them. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He did not fulfill his shlichus, right? We had earlier, chazaka shlichus or shlichuso, but it only works if he actually did it. But here, he didn't do it. So, this is the case. He goes out, and he changes his mind in the middle. Lechziru chadera. So, who mutar leilech? He could go, v'chol b'nei ha'ir asurin, but the rest of the people of a city cannot go. Right, they're stuck. They didn't go themselves. They had das based on the bread, and the bread never got there. So they're stuck. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That is what Rebbe Yehuda says in the next Mishnah. V'havinan ba. And we asked, and the Gemara deals with it. Maishna ihu, maishna inhu. What's the difference? We already explained it outside. But what's the difference between him and the rest of his city? V'yamarafuna, hachav mayaskinan, kugon sheyesh lo shnei batim. The case is, the added factor that I did not mention yet, is that this guy who went out has a house in the next city. Meaning, he had no kavana to bring bread with him for himself. He knew that he has another house there, and he was going to go out there, be at the tchum, and then go to go to his house. So he had das totally to be in ani, in halachic terms. He didn't have any bread with him. V'shnei tchumi Shabbos v'nein. Right, there was 4,000 amos between the cities. He was going out so he could go to the next city. Ihu kiba denafke leilo urcha havi le'ani. Since he already went out and he started going, he's considered an ani, and that's why it works for him. As Rev Nachman's Rev Yehuda said. V'hanach ashirim ninu. And the other people in the city had the halachic status of ashirim, and therefore it wouldn't work for them. Because they're trying to to put it, right, not where they are, but put it somewhere else, so it'll work for them. Alma, koba makam ploni, ani in asher lo shvamina. So what do you see from this version of Rabbi Yehuda? It seems like Rav Nachman's version. Rav Nachman holds that where it's bim komo, not bim komi where I am, as we said yesterday, if it's bim makam ploni, only an ani would work and not an asher. And that's only this shliach that went out and not the people who sent him. Good. Finishing up the section, Masni le Rav Chiya bar Ashi lechiya bar Rav kamei de Rav echad ani ve'echad asher. So the brisa was said in front of Rav, no ani or asher. Amalei Rav sayin banami alacha Rabbi Yehuda. You know, finish the statement and say the alacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we had. Remember, we had back on Daf Mem Vav all the different rules and regulations who we paskin like. Rabba Barbar Chanon Avi Rogel to Asi Me Artivna the Pupadisa. He always used to go from this place, place to place. Omar Teishvi Svasi Bitzinsa. My Shvisa should be in Tzinsa, which is on the way. And this, and if his Shvisa is there, he'll be able to go to these. To these places, Omale Abaya, but to the next place, to Pupadisa. So my daitech. So Abaya says to Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, how are you acting, following whose shita? Remeiv Reb Yehuda, Alachak Reb Yehuda. Is it because that you hold like Reb Yehuda? V'yamar Reb Chizda Machlokas B'makom Ploni. Is it like Reb Yehuda and Rav Chizda, meaning version two, that is B'makom Ploni, and that is why you hold like him? V'har Rav Nachman V'tani Kavasei. But Rav Nachman, we had a brisa supporting Rav Nachman, which is the first view. But you're going, you're saying my shvisa should be there, even though you're an ashir, right? So you're saying that's you're following Rav Chizda. No, we pass on like Rav Nachman, as we just proved. So I'm really Hajri B. Okay, you're right. I'm chozer, but I did not realize that there was a brisa supporting that, and that we pass on like Rav Nachman, so he didn't do it anymore. And therefore, if he had bread, he went out to put bread. And if not, if it was an ani, so then he had the heter of regel. Period. Last section. Amar Rabba Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru, Shavas Yeshlo Dalet Amos. If somebody is Shavas, if somebody is Kona Shvisa, they have four Amos. What four Amos? Four Amos besides the 2,000 Amos. That's what we've said a couple of days ago. It's 2,004 Amos. That's really how it is. Four Amos and 2,000. Hanosein Es Eruvo, Yeshlo Dalet Amos Olo. Remember, we've been talking. There are two ways to set an Erev. So if somebody actually goes there, Shavas in the Makom Shvisa, see, it's 2,004 Amos. Why? Because everybody has Dalet Amos around where they are, and then they have 2,000 Amos, Tchum. What happens if somebody sends bread there? So do they also have 2,004 Amos from that spot? Or is it only 2,000? Because they're not really there. Their bread is there. So maybe the Dalet Amos is only an idea about a Tchum of a person. Not of the bread of the symbolic makom shvisa. So Amar Rava Tashma, the Brisa said, the Mishnah said, Lo Amru Arim Bepas El Lahakel Al Ashir. Remember the language of the Mishnah was you could use bread to be makel Shelo Yetsev Yar Baraglav. So you don't have to go and be Ma'ari Baraglav. But 1 minute says the Gemara, if you're telling me that there's a chumra about bread, that there's something worse about bread, the Mishnah wouldn't use this lashon. The Amrit Ein Lo, if you want to say it's only 2,000 and not 2,004, Hai Lahakel Lahachmiru. So the Mishnah would have used that lashon. The Mishnah sounds like, yeah, so we're helping him out. We're allowing him to send bread so he doesn't have to schlep there. But if he loses something by sending the bread instead of going there, would the Mishnah use this lashon of, yeah, we're being makel on him? So the Gemara answers, yes. Afilu hachi nichalei, ki hechid lo nitrach v'nefach. No, it's still. You gotta weigh the zechuyos and the chovos. It's worth it for him to have 2,000 instead of 2,004, instead of having to schlep out there himself and put the bread. So the Mishnah would use this lashon of, it's a wormakel by him, even though there's a little bit of a chova, but still, it's good enough to be considered a schus. Interesting, we had a daf be'in shir a couple of weeks ago, relating to another case, where something seems like a schus, it has a little chova to it, and how do you define it halachically? And that sometimes it's not so clear. This was the case of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Kuf Peches, Isha Ba'alas Habayis. And this Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted by the Ramah. Isha Ba'alas Habayis, La Shalom, Misharesa Shalom, Isa. There was a woman who was baking challah, and it was needed, and it was about to go into the oven. Whatever the case was, if it wasn't baked right then it would get ruined. Maybe it was very hot outside, you had to bake it right then. The Hochel Achutz Kodem Shefrisha Chala, and the Ba'alas Habayis went out somewhere, before she was Mafrish Chala, the Kodem Shechazer and Eschamso Isa called Sarcha, She'im Tishe Ot Shelo Telfet Tiskalkala Isa. It's gonna get ruined, it's gotta be baked now. So the servant, who must have been Jewish, right, says to herself, well, if I don't get this in now, then it's going to be ruined. So I better get this in. But she knows the halacha that she has to be mafrisha challah. So she says, I'm going to be mezakeh my master, my ba'alas habayis. She takes off a little bit of challah, and then she puts it into the oven. So she says to herself, zachelav shelo b'fanav. Right, I'm being zochabev. I'm saving this dough. I'm saving this dough for the Baalas Habayis. So was she allowed to do that? She wasn't appointed a shliach in order to do it. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hadashen, wonderful. She did the right thing. Yered the shafer dami lemevet hachi. Why? The kiva de miskalkela sa'isa zchusula lebaalas habayis v'zachalanim shlobafanav. It's a zchus. She saved the whole isa. The kaimel zachiyim itam shlichus is rabbi v'achanami hamishares is naase shlucha afilu shalom midaita mitam zchusula. Even though what's the skova, it's the kilkol, still, she doesn't want to lose their whole dough. So the Trumas Hadashin says, exactly, it's called a schus. He doesn't quote it, but it could be that part of his thinking, his mentality is like our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, is it fully a good thing? It's a good thing. It allows you to pay 2,000 amos. You're losing 4 amos. It's okay. It's okay. So here she's losing a little bit of the challah. She would have to do it anyway. But still, how do you define zechus and chova? So this is similar to the Trumas Hadashin. The Ksos, commenting on this Rama, does not like it. The Ksos in Simen Reish Mem Gimel in Hilchas Matana, where in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Ches, notes that this Trumas Hadashin is quoted by the Rama in Yerodeya in Simen Shinchav Ches in Hilchas Afrash Schala. And the Kso says, I'm sorry, the imki adati miyud erki laharach or piske marai uve prachik for halachach rav haram ova hataz, even though I'm a nothing, I'm dirt, but what could I do? I don't think it's right. Why? This was the principle that the Achronim, the Ksos doesn't use these words, but the Achronim, when they quote the Ksos, they use the term zachin la adam shelo b'fanav works, but zachin me adam shelo b'fanav does not work. I could be zoch on behalf of somebody. That's fine. I could accept the present for somebody. Zachin l'adam. But zachin mei adam shelo b'fanav does not work. Even if it's a schus. But if the way I'm being mezakeh you is by taking something from you, removing something from your rishus, that's not a schus. So here this woman, this mishareses, she's being mafrisha chawa. So she's removing. She's being zachin mei adam shelo b'fanav. Says the ksos, that's not going to work. What about our Gemara? So the Ksos doesn't have to be bothered by our Gemara. Our Gemara isn't talking about taking something, you know, from from somebody. It's, you know, getting somebody 2,000 amos. Right now, you're not losing, right? You're extending. So therefore, says the Ksos would say that our Gemara is not a problem. M. Cain, he says, Ein b'zeh shum schus, t'lomrina zachalan shalom b'fanav el ha'echa d'zoche ha'mekabel b'eze dover, k'ba me'mezake chefes l'ploni. Okay, and he said, I don't understand the case. Why would a dough get ruined by not being baked right then? But either way, that is the ksos. But that's a similar idea to what we have just spoken about. Okay. Weiter. Says the next Mishnah. Mi sheyatza leleich ba'ir shema arvin ba. Vechzira chaveru. This is the case that we said in the Gemara that we just had. Somebody goes out michus latchum in order, on behalf of the rest of his city, in order to make an eruv, and vechzira chaveru. And his friend returns him. Hu mutar leleich v'chol b'nei ir asur. Div Rebbe Yehuda. That was Rebbe Yehuda's shita that we mentioned earlier. Rebbe Meir Omer. Rebbe Meir says no. Kol shehu yachol la'arev v'lo irev. Whoever has the power to go out and make an Arab and didn't, so Chamar Gamal, as we had the Lashon, they're stuck. Chamar Gamal meant the donkey camel, right? You're leading one and you're pulling the other one and you're being pulled in both directions. Chamar Gamal always meant you lose both sides. The Arab that you set up did not work, but it's as if it worked enough that you can't go back and you lose in the other direction. That's Rav Meir Chamar Gamal. Why? This is Rav Meir L'shitaso. We just had in the previous Mishnah. Rav Meir holds, according to Rav Nachman, who we hold like, Iker Eruvo Bapas. And therefore Rav Meir says, if you could have put bread there and you didn't, tough. The Erev doesn't work. Erev doesn't work in terms of getting you to the next place. It works enough that you can't go backwards. Okay, that is Rav Meir Shita. The Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. The Ritva here notes that the Mishnah says, specifically, if your friend is machzir you. What if you decided yourself to go back? So then the Ritva says, it must be that there wouldn't even work for you. Only if your friend told you to go back, it's too hot. But if you yourself decided to go change your mind, then you ruin everything. That's what the Ritva sounds like. And the Rambam sounds like there's no limit. He doesn't have that limit. The Shulchan Aruch has 2 days about it. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman, Tuf Yud, quotes our case. He says, Mishan is kavin likvo shvisa samakam yadu etzlo. The hechzik baderach. Right, I have kavanah to be kona shvisa. I start going, and then all of a sudden, my friend stops me. Or maybe I'm on my way there, and my friend says, you know what? Why don't you stay here tonight? And then you go there the next day. Shachazar me'atzmo lalun. Shachazar says, Mefeirish, or if he changed his mind himself to go back. Right? And the first point there, Machlokas Ramam Ritva. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shemitchil lunas kavin laze. Kiyatam naslach shochsham, beliknosham shvisa baraglov. Viacher kach nimlach lachzor lalnulabeso, ulamachar lalech lasham. Quotes the Tosfos Yantif, right on the bottom. Because im nimlach lagamre, the vade, neakalam afreya, mashoi betaito liknosh visa sham, vaharihu, kibene iro. So even if he goes back, himself. Good. So we'll wait with that point a little bit more. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Maishna, you Maishna Inu, as we asked before, what's the difference between him, the Erev works, B'diavad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he went back, but not for everybody else. So Amar Rav Huna, Hacha b'mayaskin, unkegosho shiish lo shnei batim, ubeineyem shnei tuchum eshabes. He has 2 houses. He has 1 in the next city. There's about 4,000, just under 4,000 amos in between the 2 cities. So he has no plans to bring any bread with him. So Ihu, kiva denafek leila urcha, once he started on the road. Havi le ani vahani ashirin inhu. So he's considered an ani, and they're considered ashirim because he's taken their bread. So he has to put their bread out, which he never did. So that's why it doesn't work for them. But for him, he started out. He already had in mind the makam shvisa, so it works for him. Works for him. Tani nami haki. The Braisa also says mishiyesh lo shnei batim ubeinei hen shnei tchumei shabbos kibach hechzik baderech kana erev divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Yes, sir, Al Kane. And now we have a sheet that's even more mako. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, afilu mitzao chaveiro, va'amar lo lin po. Even if his friend finds him and says, you know what, sleep here tonight. Eschama hu, esinahu, it's cold, it's hot, lamachar mashke beholech. It's okay, the next day, you know, he could go. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the last 2 opinions? These 2 opinions, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if your friend stops you, it's okay. The second opinion, if your friend stops, same thing. What's the difference between these 2 opinions? So, we'll get back to talking about it, but let's just continue. First, Amar Rabba, 2 days, what the machlokas is. Lomar kule amalo pligi detzarech. Everybody agrees that he has to say, or at least think positively. Rashi has 2 days about this. We had before, do you have to actually say it or just go there? So everybody agrees you have to positively think or say something. Ki pligi l'hachlik. The machlokas is, did you have to already start your journey? Did you have to take that first step in order for this to be kona shvisa for you? That's the machlokas. The Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you got to at least be machzik baderech. And Rabbi Yehuda, his son, he argues on him and he says, Dad, you're too machmir. You don't even have to do that. For Rav Yosef Amar, no, the opposite. Everybody agrees you got to start the journey in order to get credit to say that's your makam shvisa, where you're trying to go. Ki pligi loma, the machlokas is whether you have to say something. So that's the machlokas. Kaman ozla. So who is the one that follows? Which opinion is going like hadam reula? Mishehechzik baderech lechzira chaveiro. Somebody started going on the way and his friend returned to him. Harehu muchzar umuchzak. He went back, and he's muchzak on the derech. So what did that lashon mean? They're opposite words. I muchzar, lama muchzak. If he's considered as if he went back, so why is he say muchzak baderech? V'i muchzak, lama muchzar. Or is it tarjit asasri? What does that lashon mean? Hachi ka'amars. This is what that lashon must mean. Af alpisha muchzar, even though he went back, muchzak, he's considered as if he, muchzak, was already started on the path. Kiman, who is that like? Kerev Yosef, Alibad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yosef, the second opinion that everybody agrees you have to start, the Machlokas is whether you have to say anything. So here, he started and didn't say anything, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, second version. Period. Okay, stop there for a minute. Two important discussions. If you look in the, back in the Shulchan Aruch that we were reading before, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that you don't have to actually get there. As long as you started going, and you have plans to go all the way out to the Makam Shvisa, and then you decide, you know, I'm not ready to go right now. I'll go tomorrow. That's okay. That's good enough. Zeh sha'amarnu. Sha'akona shvisa b'richot makom. Sha'achzik baderach. Lo she'yetze v'yelach basada. Ella, the Shulchan Aruch says, afilu yored min ha'aliyah. We'll have this in the Gemara soon. Le'lech lo'to makom. V'kodem she'yotze mi'pesach ha'chotzer. Hachzir chaveru. You go out of your house, you start walking through the front yard towards the gate. That's also good enough. You don't even have to go outside. As long as you started going, Hari Zehechzik, Vikana Shvisa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bir Halacha points out, this is Sif Beis in Siman Taf Yud. Earlier, in Sif Aleph, it says, Hechzik Baderech, actually. What's the difference between the two? So the Bir Halacha suggests that even the Shulchan Aruch, who agrees with the Rambam, that even if you decided yourself to turn around, so it's not Dafka, Hechzir Chavero, maybe that only works if you actually started to go. Because the Shulchan Aruch only quotes Hechzer Chazer Me'atzmo in Sif Alav, not Sif Beis. Maybe everybody would agree, even the Rambam, that if you didn't get out of your house yet, and then you change your mind, that doesn't work. It could work if your friend was Machzer you, but it won't work if you yourself did. Why did your friend tell you to go back? It's too cold, it's too hot. And therefore what? It's too cold, it's too hot. We know there's a mitzvah to take care of yourself. There's a mitzvah of Nishvatim Ol V'Nafsho Seichem. The Rambam spends much time in Hilchos Deos. Right? One would think, my father had this chus of translating many of the Kisvei Rifu of the Rambam. But also Hilchos Deos. You know, Kisvei Rifu, okay, the Rambam only wrote that for doctors or for patients. Mishnah Torah he wrote for every Jew. And he puts in Mishnah Torah, in Perek Dalid, the health issues. Right? Some of these, you know, some of these we don't understand, but a lot of them we understand. Since the prerequisite to serving Hashem is to be healthy and to take care of our bodies so that our neshamas have a proper home to serve Hashem in. Tzarech ha'adam laharchik atzmo midvarm ha'ma'avdin es haguf ulahanig atzmo bidvarm ha'mavrim ha'machlimim. The Eluhain. And he goes through. Lo'olam yochal adam el shiroyim. Don't eat unless you're hungry. These are very good lines. Velo yishte el chutzameh. Right, don't hold your, if you have to go to the bathroom, don't hold it in. I feel the regga echad. Right, eat when you're hungry, drink when you're thirsty. Never eat till you're totally stuffed. Three quarters full is what you're supposed to get. Now, if anybody can figure exactly what that means, you know, that's, and he says. And he says, sleep, how much? He says, a day and night is 24 hours. So, die lola adam, lishan, yeah, he didn't do this, but it says, famous Rambam, 8 hours. 8 hours sleep. Right, so hardly anybody does that. But the Rambam would say, you know, that's why people get sick, because we don't sleep enough, we don't eat enough. Then he talks about what types of meat to eat and what types. And he says, always try to make sure that doesn't go out in the hot and the cold. And then he says, go kol acher amru b'briyas haguf, kol zman sheya adam mitamel. Anybody exercises, v'yageya harbe, and he sweats, the eno soveya, and doesn't stuff himself, umeyav rafim, and his intestines are always moving, he always makes sure the plumbing is good, ein chali ba'alav, he'll never get sick, v'kocho mitchazek, he'll always be strong, v'yafilu achal ma'achal ozorayim, even if you eat some bad stuff, but if you keep healthy, and you keep a good, always moving, afilu, right, he says, that could help you. Then he says at the end, a great line, kol ha'madig atzma bedrachim elu sha'arein, whoever follows my warnings, ani arevlo, she'eno bali decholi kol yamav. I guarantee it, says the Rambam, that he won't get sick. Ad she'yazkin harbe, until he gets very old, v'yamus ve'no tzarech l'rofe, but he'll never need a doctor. Put me out of business, says the Rambam. V'shiyehe gufo shalem v'omed al b'yor kol yamav, elem kein haya gufo ram itchiz b'yoso. Unless there's something genetic. The Rambam agrees to that. Something genetic, right, unbelievable, for 800 years ago, before his time, then it doesn't matter what you eat. There's something genetic, and there's nothing hereditary, nothing you could do about it. You could try to control it, but that's the Rambam. But if you follow me, and there's nothing hereditary, then it'll be wonderful. So maybe that's the Gemara's hinting to here. It's too cold, it's too hot, don't go there. Don't go there, you know, stay home, and make sure you stay warm, or stay cold, whatever the case may be. Okay. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtita, Isilek HaKol HaDepei Rei L'Rav Nassan bar Hoshia. Rav Yehuda brought a basket of fruit to Rav Nassan on Erev Shabbos. And his city was 4,000 amos away. And now he was going to go back. Ki havi ozil, Shafke adonach his darga. And when he went, Shafke, he let him, right, the person who got the basket, let him at least go down a step, nach his darga. And then he says, Amalei Bishacha, Why don't you sleep here tonight? Then you'll go tomorrow. Meaning the same idea. He wanted to go back to his city. He didn't say sleep over until he took one step outside. Once he took one step outside, he was hechzik by derech. He had kavana to have his makam shvisa over there in the middle, and that's good enough. Come on, Rabbi Yosef, Aliyah to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Is this assuming like approach two? So the Gemara says, "Lo, Karabav Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda." Both cases, right? We just had the two versions of what does everybody agree to, lahachzik or to say something. But two of the days work out. There's no raya which one is being referred to. Period. Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shiachol Ari V'Chulu. So Rabbi Meir argued in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said it works for him, it doesn't work for the rest of the city. Rabbi Meir said no, it doesn't work for anybody. If people have kavana, they have ability to set an Erev Bapas and they don't, so then it doesn't work. So, Hatanina Chada Zimna, but didn't, and what did Rameir say the din was? The din was that Chamar Gamal. Chamar Gamal, you're stuck in the middle. So the Gemara says, Hatanina Chada Zimna, didn't we have Chamar Gamal listed in earlier Mishnah? We had on Daf Lamed Hey. Safek, remember the case? We weren't sure whether the Erev was eaten up, was burned up before Ben Hashmashos or after Ben Hashmashos. Was it there when Shabbos started? So there, the halacha was Safek, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hareza Chamar Gamal. Right, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda said, you're stuck. Maybe it was there, maybe it wasn't there. So you're only allowed to go between where you are and where your Erev is. So we already know Rameir says Chamar Gamal. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, it's two different cases. Amar Rav Sheshes, lo teima taima derbi Meir, Safik, Erev, Safik, lo Erev, Udahavi Chamar Gamal. The earlier case was a case of Safik. That's why he said you have to be Machmir. Aval vade lo Erev, lo havi Chamar Gamal. But if for sure the Erev didn't work, then you don't say Chamar Gamal. If your Erev didn't work, then you can still go 2,000 amos from wherever you are, right now. So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. El afilu vade lo Erev. In our case, Rameir's chiddush is that it didn't work. Rameir says, Iker Erev is bapas, and if you don't do it, it doesn't work. But even there, he won't say, okay, it didn't work, so you're fine. You're just as when you are when you started. No, Rameir's machmir. You tried to do it, so you lose from the other direction also. El afilu vade lo Erev havei chamar gamal, to hahacha vade lo Erev v'kahavi chamar gamal. So that's the chiddush of this case. Once he was mesalek his das, let's say he's putting his Erev to the west, even though it didn't work because he should have gone there with bread, but still he was misalek his das from the east. So he loses everything from the east, and he can only go in between with the Erev he want, within the 2,000 amos to the west where he was planning to put his Erev. Good. Next Mishnah. Mi sheyasa chutz la'tchum. If somebody goes outside the tchum, he walks outside the tchum. Rashi, first wide line. B'mezid umida'as shelo l'shem mitzvah. On purpose. Not l'shem mitzvah. Right, why is Rashi saying that? Two reasons. Number one, we had before. If you went up a shogeg, maybe there's a way to get back in. And also, we mentioned before, on Daf Mem Hei, that the Chachamim agree, everybody agrees, that if you went out l'shem mitzvah, so then you have more than a couple of amos, if that. So, that's what Rashi says. B'mezin not l'shem mitzvah. B'shiyas achus latchum. Afilu ama achas lo yikanes. Even one ama, you can't go in. Can't go back in, you're stuck outside. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, shtayim, yikanes, shalosh, lo yikanes. If you went out two, you can still go back in. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that you're always within your four amos. So as long as you can have your two amos connected, this was the sugya we had earlier called havla'as tchumin. They are contiguous. As long as you can get till your previous tchum, that is good enough. It's basically considered as if you didn't go out. Right, because it's still Havlas Chumen. And we mentioned there in the Gemara that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Lazar in a case of L'shem Mitzvah, if you had gone out. That's why Rashi says here what he says. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Raglo Achas Betocha Tchum, Raglo Achas Chutz L'Tchum, Lo Yikanes. What if you have 1 foot in the Tchum and 1 foot out of the Tchum? Right, you can't go in. Dechsev, it's as if you're out. Dechsev, the Pasuk says in Yishayo, in Tashim Mishabas Raglecha, that's the Pasuk that teaches us, right, all the halachas of Shabbos. Right, Kibato Miyasos Rachecha Miso Chetzucha Vadar Bedavar, right, that's the same Pasuk in Yishayo Nun Ches. So in Tashim Mishabas Raglecha, Raglecha Ksiv. It says, you can read it Raglecha, your leg in singular, so even if 1 foot goes out, so that's it, you're stuck. Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment. Vatanya raglo achas betoch atchum, raglo achas chus l'tchum yikanes. Aye, a brisa says that you can still go back in if you only have 1 foot outside. So hamani achir mi, that's it's a machlokas tanoim. Tanya achir momrim lo makom sheruba hu nizgar or nizdaker, the place where most of his body still is, he could go back in. Most of his body is still in the tchum, so he could go back in even though he has 1 foot out. Ika da amrei, different version of the previous discussion. Amrei Chanina. Yikanes. First we quote the Braisa. Raglecha karinan. Don't go by how it's written, which is singular, but raglecha is plural. Iva tanya lo yikanes. Who the amar kacherim? No, you can follow acherim. The tanya lo makab sheruba hu nizkar. Find two different versions how we view it. Interesting, the Gemara here has this line, one foot out, one foot in, and then it takes it seriously. There is a Gemara, some of you might remember it, Baba Basra Daf Chav Gimel. Baba Basra Chav Gimel. What did the second paragraph of Basra is talking all about obligations of neighbors. What happens if you see a bird wandering in the middle of nowhere? A pigeon. And there are certain chicken coops in the vicinity. You don't know where this pigeon came from. So the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah says, if it's 50 amos away from a chicken coop, so then you could assume it didn't, my pigeons don't go 50 amos away from the chicken coops, so it's hefker, and you could keep it. So the Gemara there quotes Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya, by Rav Yirmiya, what if one leg of the pigeon is outside of 50 amos, and one leg of the pigeon is inside 50 amos? Raglo achas betoch nun amav, raglo achas b'chutz chamishim amav mahu. And what happened? They threw him out of the base medrash. V'yalda afkula Rav Yirmiya me medrasha. So the Gemara says, ask the Ritva there, why is it different than our Gemara? Right, our Gemara, if you have one foot in the Tchum and one foot outside the Tchum, and here you have birds, what's the difference? So what would you say the difference is? Pigeons and animals. Pigeons and people. That's the difference. Don't ask me, this might happen by people, but not by pigeons? Okay, you might say that. The Ritva just says it a little more conceptually. He says, no, every detail in Halacha you could always ask. Right, as someone once came to the Chazon Ish, I have a small question. He says, there's no such thing as a small question in Torah. Right, you could ask, what was the problem with Rabbi Yirmiya? They gave a shiur about the metzias of birds. It's not like they're talking about an umdana, if a person could walk there. They gave the shiur about a metzias. Once Chazal gives shiurim about, that's the shiur, any shiur. There's kezias. What if I eat a tiny drop more than a kezias? Or a tiny drop less? The shiur is the shiur. So this is the shiur. This isn't about a person's chum, what he does. It's more of a lamaisa, what happens. Right? This is different. He quotes, Elakiva damar abanan she'ena medada yoser mechamishim lo havile lemi boy su midi de mizalzele bi shiure de rabanan have. De kol shiure chachamim kachu. V'kiva she yotza klal mechamishim ama yotza midin medada v'kam betaras mafriach, and it's considered a bird that's out. So that's why they threw a Yirmiya out of the base medrash, but they didn't throw a Chanina out of the base medrash. That's the difference between the two. Again, you can try to think about more differences, but that's the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Chaf Gimel. But in general, we assume the burden of proof is is the general the every question would be taken seriously by a Rebbe. We're going to have that coming up the next couple of Dafim. The exciting next couple of days, we have some Agadata coming up. We have the famous stories of Rebbe Preda, right, who had more patience for his Talmud than anyone. But again, that's the message. The message that every question has to be taken seriously. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin even says that if somebody, is there a concept of Shoel Shalok Ke'inyan? Right, if in the middle of Pesach and he has a question about Sukkos. So there are halachas that if there's a Pesach and a Sukkos question on Pesach, you answer the Pesach one first. But there's a line where Meir says in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, the Talmud doesn't have to ask forgiveness for asking a question at the wrong time. Because kol haTorah kula inyan echad. That's the language of the Tosefta. Meaning that's no, can't say that, oh, this question is inappropriate. You might say, you know, there it's an undermining of the halachic system. That was that question the Ritva was saying. But in general, there are no questions in that regard. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Elazar Omer Shtayim Yikanis Shlosh Lo Yikanis. Rabbi Elazar says two amos out, you can go back in, but not three. Lantanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Achas Yikanis Shtayim Lo Yikanis. Can only go if it's one out and not two. So Lo Kasha No Hada Akar Chada Vakamatarti. What do the two prices mean? They're talking about two different cases. Here, where he lifted up one leg, but he's within the second amma. So then he could go back in. Hada Akar Tarti Vakamatlos. Here, he left the two amos and he's in the third amma out. That's where he can't go back in. Yatanya, Reb Lazar Omer Afilo Amma Achas Lo Yikanes. We have another brisa that says even one amma out you can't go back in. Kitanya Hahi Lamodeid. No, that's not talking about somebody who went out of their tchum. That's talking about somebody who's measuring. Somebody who's in the middle of nowhere who doesn't know. Who's measuring. The cases we had before. You're just walking and measuring your amos. It's not. Ulamodeid Sha'amru Nosin Lo Apayim Amma Afilu Sof Midaso Kalabama Ara. You have 2,000 amos. Wherever your tchum ends, even if your tchum ends in a cave, and just one ha'ara, because it has to do with this Gemara, and a couple of people have asked me in the past, what do you mean if it ends in a cave? Isn't like a cave or a house or a city 2,000 amos? If my tchum ends in the middle of a city, don't I have the whole city? The answer is no. When is a city considered, or a Rosh Hashayachid considered, for Dalet Amos, I can do the whole thing and then count beyond that? Only if A, I'm shoveis in that Rosh Hashayachid or city before Shabbos starts, so then my tchum starts outside of that. Or, we had earlier, Rabbi Gamliel, if I was deposited in that city on Shabbos against my will. Or three, if that entire Rosh Hashayachid is within my 2,000 of the tchum. If it's within my 2,000, then I consider all that as four amos, and then I can count even further. But other than that, if my tchum ends, my tchum Shabbos ends in a different city, I can't go further than that. We're going to learn about Hashem in the coming of Prakim, relating to how do you measure the edge of a city. But if two cities are more than 2,000 amos away from each other, they're two cities. You don't say if just because they're within 2,000 amos. We're going to get to maybe if they're within 70 and two-thirds amos of each other, then it can be called one city. But other than that, the tchum can end in the middle of a Rosh Hashayachid or in the middle of a city. Finishing up, it says the Mishnah bishhechsha chus v'tchum, if somebody is mashing outside the tchum, afilo ama'achas lo yikanes. Right, if somebody goes to sleep, he has no kavana to rest, so you can't go into the tchum, afilo ama'achas. Reb Shimon Omer, afilo chamesh esrei amos yikanes. No, you have a 15 ama grace area. 15 amos, why? Sheina Meshochos, Mamasa, Nasamidos, Abrea Towin. Because the measurers who measure the Tchum of Shabbos, no people mess up. And no people are gonna not be so careful and exact. So there's a 15 amos grace area outside of the Tchum. So if you get into that area, so you're already within the Tchum, if you're coming from the outside. And therefore it's okay. Gemara, Tanim, Abrea Toe, Hamida. Because of those who make mistakes in the Midah, they're not makir, and they walk a little outside. So that's what Beis Din takes care of those who make little mistakes. Okay, Hadron Lach Misho Siyuhu. We'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue with the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin coming up.